כל אחד שיעמוד כל יום ויבקש, each one should stand every day and ask, ריבונו של עולם, have mercy on me, that I shouldn't open my eyes. הוא יראה איך בכל מצב הוא יכול לשמוט עיניים, and he'll see, if a person does this consistently, every day, he'll see that he'll be able to guard his eyes in every situation, and he'll have siyata dishmaya, that pitum when a woman goes by, pitum then he's not looking around. And if a person does not daven, he'll realize that pitum when a woman, especially when she's not just walking around, that's exactly when he's going to turn his head that direction. Not because he's such a bad animal, because there's a shed, there's a demon surrounding every woman which a person will be attracted to, and that shed is pulling the person to look, that demon. But if you pray, you have more power than the demons. Yeah. Because through prayer, Hashem helps, and then you can do everything. You can even fly all around the world, you can drive a car, and Hashem will help you. Right? With the power of the many prayers that a person prays. Of course, a person also needs during that when he's walking the street and when he's driving to pray the whole time, Hashem help me. To beg Hashem, Hashem help me. Tishmor alai, guard me, protect me. I shouldn't look around. I'm driving a car. Why do I have to look at the sidewalk? To look on the street and the road. Just look at where I need to go. And then, with Hashem's kindness and mercy, they'll reach wherever I have to reach without any harm. Kol echad yitpalel v'yivakesh. Each one should pray and ask from Hashem, Hashem, let me be always cleave to you. My eyes should be always to you. I don't want to see this world at all. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you, Hashem. I don't want anything besides you. Every moment that I merit to remember you, to be cleaved to you, to see only you, that's the best, that's the only good I have in life. Only when I close my eyes I can be cleaved to you. Please, Hashem, the merciful one, give me the will and the power and the merit to shut my eyes in every place. Even if there's only one woman over there, I want to close my eyes. Ribono shel olam, have mercy on me. Tzakeh oti. Give me the merits to go with my eyes shut. I should know that my brain is photographing everything. And I don't want to have prohibited sights in my head, and pictures in my head of tuma, of contamination. Only holy forms and holy letters. Terachem alai kadosh baruch hu, help me that I should know that every picture less that I have in my head, and in my heart, I'll be more cleave to you. Help me that my brain will be clean from all the pictures. And I should have only letters. Help me to shut my eyes, to be focused on you. To be cleave to you. Like David HaMelech asks, remove my eyes from seeing the false thing. Revive me with your ways. And he asks that his eyes should not see this world at all, because everything here is false. Only as you see only your ways. Kesha with you, and each one should just add and add, just feel, he's just bringing examples of what his own feels were. It's interesting, that's exactly what I got this morning. The same, almost the same words, without learning this. But common sense, a person down is a lot of the Shmuel Sinai, the main thing is the focus on Hashem. The main thing is the focus on Hashem. You want to focus on Hashem. You cannot focus on Hashem when your eyes are open and looking around. You cannot. Yipsha. Kol Adam צריך להתפלל הרבה ולבקש. Every person has to pray a lot and ask שלא ישקר אותו שקר אחן ולפה אבל היופי, that the שקר אחן, the false grace and the nonsense of the beauty of Hamash, the ones which distance us from Hashem, should not lead us astray. Not only should not covet it, not only that person, I should not want, I not desire this. That Hashem help me, that I believe that it's shekel. It's not beauty at all. Beauty is youth. Like the Navi brings down, I just learned that the Navi in Yeshaya, he says, he talks about the mapala. I call mapala in English. Mapala.
Mapala?
Yeah.
Miscarriage of abortion.
No, not hapala. Mapala, when the nation goes down completely.
Decay of the nation.
Yeah. The decay of Babel will go down. will come about because of Bavel. Because they did not, even though Hashem brought them to do destruction for Am Yisrael, they did it without any mercy at all. Hamash, so therefore that we can move down. He talks about Bavel, and he says, the Navi, he compares Bavel, what it will be, and he says, it was talking like to a female. Kilu Bavel is a female. Mm-hmm. He says all kinds of other things about what's considered disgraced by a female, that a hair is a distort, and that her legs are revealed. It's a disgrace for a woman.
Okay? They don't realize that.
So we have to understand that's not beauty, it's disgrace. It's a fool from beauty.
But Mahal would be the fall,
actually. The fall of a nation. Okay? So we have to pray to Hashem. Hashem, I don't want to believe that that's beauty. A nice car, okay? It's exactly, it's sheker, it's not beauty. A beautiful woman is a woman, like my wife is beautiful, each one, yeah? I'm not saying specifically my wife. Each one's wife is beautiful, I'm sure. Why is my wife beautiful? Because she's a good wife, because she's a good mother, because she's a balat chesed, because she has tzniut. That's why she's beautiful, like Rabbi Akiva said. I believe that that's beauty. That is beauty.
It's an old English saying, beauty is as beauty does.
Bidyuk, you see, Chachma Bagoyit Amin. Exactly. Na'av Ma'asim, like Rabbi Akiva said. So I should believe in that. 100%. I will not believe b'chal that there's any beauty in Chosat Tzniut, in lack of Tzniut. Lack of Tzniut, lack of modesty is not beauty at all. It's disgusting, it's ikhsa. It's a disgrace. I don't want to look at it. If someone tells you, why are you shutting your eyes? Because I don't like to see disgusting things, I'm sorry. I don't want to see disgusting things. I want to see only beautiful things. And modest is beautiful. Kitzur, tzuchi tfala l'arbeh. That this imagination that this is beauty will not control our mind. Ikara tefillah, a person will ask, what, I'm going to ask again and again and again. The main tefillah is b'pshitut. Simply to just repeat over and over and ask what he wants again and again and again. Because the main thing, the truth is, the main thing is the will that a person gets behind it. So if you don't have it, you have to say it again and again and again, and to believe in the tefillah, and again. I'm telling you, we all know, everyone knows that tefillah works. Anyone who's been praying on something and was answered once, twice, three times, he saw that Hashem answers the prayers. Mash, there's a mitzvah to speak the miracles of Hashem. So I said, this was something I was davening on for a while now. Every day I was davening and davening and davening. Maybe for a week and a half, maybe. Davening every day on this one thing. And today I was listening, I called Otzarot Breslev on the phone. You can listen to classes. They have also in English. Okay, you walk on the way, you have your headset, you can hear shiurim on the way. No, this is the Rav Ofer Erez. I love his classes. Random class, I don't know, number 2, I don't know, something I pressed there. And I fell, it's a very long shiur. And I fell asleep during the shiur. I was sitting here in the next room. And I woke up at a certain point, exactly where I had to wake up, Shamayim. And he answered Hashem answered my tefillah, not much like that. Hashem gave me all the answers I need. The whole answer, Mamash. You see that tefillah works. So Mamash, it chazek atzav. Rabbeinu says that a person has to strengthen himself from the times, to strengthen his emunah from the times that he was answered. His emunah in prayer, you should strengthen himself and remind himself. Remember you prayed for a long time and Hashem answered you? So why would it be different now? Hashem hears the prayer of all of us. Shemach teat kol peh, every creature in the world which prays. Hashem listens to him. Hashem listens to the ravens. Of course he listens to humans in other world. Of course he listens to humans. Actually, Hashem answers goyim more than he answers even. You know that? Because a Jew, if he won't be answered, he'll continue praying. A goy, if Hashem doesn't answer him, he might say, oh, the heck with this, I'm going to pray to pray the cross, or who knows, I don't know, whatever, something. Okay? So that's why Hashem answers them faster. But as a Yid, as a Jew, believe in the prayer, chazak, chazak. Have mercy on me, have mercy on me. I should have no lust to anything which is asur to see. I should not desire, I should not, nothing. Nothing of gashmius at all. Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. Say 100 times, have mercy on me. Makara. Shem, tarachem, tarachem. Now aside from this power of imagination, that it shouldn't lead me astray. It should not deceive me. This garnish, this emptiness. I should know it's all false. It's just the power of imagination. This all Indian, this whole beauty of women that the whole world is the kevat the sov gavil, a female, she turns around a man, around her finger, kaka. I should know it's all false. Who cares what color she's wearing, what shape she has, and what form she is? What does it make a difference to me? If I'm looking to serve Hashem, what does it make a difference to me? Who cares? It's beauty. That's shtuyot. Have mercy on me. I should not give it any consideration, any place of importance at all. That this falsehood will not lead me astray in life at all. I should not give it any consideration. I should not flatter any creature in the world. Nothing will interest me besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have mercy on me and uproot for me and nullify for me and from all the Am Yisrael, always to pray and mention also Am Yisrael in your prayers, all the prohibited lusts for women. Have mercy on me, Ribbono Shel Olam. Help me, nullify for me all these lusts completely. I should never want to look at women. I should never ever want to look at anything in this world. I should never ever want any will, have any will to this lust. Have mercy on me. I should only desire you and yearn to you, Abba Shabbat Shemayim, because it's revealed to you that really our will is to do only your will. And only Se'ol Shabbat Yisam HaKev, it's all is bothering us. And this is exactly what I said on Shabbos, Hashem. It's so weird. These words, Se'ol Shabbat Yisam HaKev. And just that you nullify the Yetzirah for Abba Yisrael that there was, and for relatives, so to nullify for me the lust, to the famous, to the known, to this lust. So, Samash, if you remember this, remember the story that people used to serve Avodah Zarah, used to worship Avodah Zarah, there was a taiva, just like we have taiva to women. I need that to bow down to this tree, I must. That's how it used to be. And Hashem nullified that. So too Hashem can nullify from each one personally the Tavaya Dua, which Chazal could not nullify it, because they saw that the world, humankind, not only humankind, the whole world will not continue.
Because people are not related.
What? They tried.
There were 3 days, you couldn't find an egg for
yeah, there was no eggs around.
For ritual.